What you missed from Dave and Chuck the Freak on 101 WRIF. Brought to you by the Specs Howard School of Media Arts. Learn the skills needed for graphic design, video production, or broadcasting with a flexible schedule that fits your needs. Specs Howard School of Media Arts offers evening classes, meeting 2 days a week in classes, while the rest of your coursework is completed online. Visit SpecsHoward.edu or call 866-61-SPECS for more info. WRIF and WRIF HD1 Detroit. Dave and Chuck the Freak.
I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday. You ain't got no job. And you ain't got nothing to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah,
come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Yo, it's my favorite day of the week. My radio's kicking Dave and Chuck the Freak.
WRIF is my favorite station. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news douchebag of the day. Riff files and that hot bitch Lisa Wade.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah,
yeah,
come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Friday, bitches, indeed. 6:15 here on the 16th of October. It's Dave and Chuck the Freak on 101 WRIF. Keep it tuned to the Riff for your chance to win tickets to Nitro Circus Live at the Joe Louis Arena. It goes down this Sunday featuring Travis Pastrana. There we go. Almost said
yeah.
That.
Travis Pastrana. No, you
Pastrana.
Got it.
Travis Pastrana. Now Lisa's in. And the world's biggest names in freestyle motocross, BMX, and skate. Surprisingly, I don't know the world's biggest names in freestyle motocross, BMX, and skate.
No, you don't.
But I do now, Travis Pastrami. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com. One grand prize winner will race the Nitro crew and Riff Rock girl Kayla on their signature big wheels at the event. So look forward to that.
I'd be pretty fast on a big wheel, I think, still.
You think you
yeah,
could?
I was pretty badass on a big wheel
you
back
think
in the day.
You can pedal that fast?
Mm.
I mean, you haven't worked wheel? Out a lot lately, Chuck. I
yeah,
don't know.
No, I just, you know, I'm pretty sure.
Really?
It'd be pretty
no
sweet.
No training or workouts in the past 2 years. You think you'll be able to just
do you think you,
pedal the hell out
don't
of
you
it?
Feel like you could still do all the tricks that you used to do on like a big wheel? Or my buddy had the green machine, which was even...
I remember the green machine.
The green machine had like throttles
yes.
that you would like use to turn.
Yeah.
The green machine.
You were like the envy of all the kids. If
yes,
you had the green
of course.
Machine.
Yeah, we all wanted on the green machine. And like you'd pull that thing and it'd just spin. It'd just spin. The thing would just lose
it. Was
it.
Wicked.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was crazy.
The green machine.
Oh, I see pictures of it.
That was good times. You had to be like rich, I think. You were like one of the rich kids if you had it. Because,
well, the problem was it was
look at it.
It was yeah, it was more expensive than the big wheel,
mm-hmm.
and the big wheel was the known toy. And so what ended up happening was your parents probably got you the big wheel.
There's
and
a guy
then,
that looks just like you riding one up here. Little Chuck.
Oh, that's got a motor on it.
Oh yeah, that's crazy.
Apparently, I didn't grow up in the rich area because I've never seen one of these in my life.
Yeah, the green machine is.
No, I
ever.
Didn't either, but we knew a guy that had one.
Yeah.
He was like the envy of all the kids.
Yeah, my buddy Barkley had one. It
I mean,
was.
If someone had one, I probably wouldn't notice because
bomb.
I'm a girl and
right.
I don't care.
Oh, you noticed the green machine.
I mean, it does seem like it would stick out in my head a bit.
Lise, you have to understand the green machine going by when you were, say, 7 years old
mm-hmm.
would be today like Alfa Romeo going by.
No.
You'd notice.
Exactly.
You'd notice.
Not really into the big wheels. I don't ever think I was too much.
You can't remember. You were.
At the time, it was pretty impressive.
I know
bikes.
All the guys were like, whoa.
When that thing spun out,
oh.
You were like, whoa, I'm so bad.
Yeah.
Looks so cool. I mean, I would have killed myself, so probably I was safe on my big wheel, but that looked amazing.
Yeah, we used to take the big wheels on just foolish escapades down far too big hills.
Oh, yeah, steep hills.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing we're still with us today. Coming up, we're going to get to our first check of Riff News. What went wrong in a zoo love triangle?
What?
What did a mom put in some tampons before dropping them off to her daughter in jail? Plus, what are the 10 things grown men should never wear? We'll get to that. We've got celebrity dirt from the Riff Files on the way. And what's up with the Asians all coming up as we get to our first check of Riff News on this Friday, bitches, in just a moment.
Checking in with the Morning Report.
I'm Dave Hunter. It's time right now for a check of Riff News, brought to you this time by Mark Z. Only one realtor in town says if you're not happy for any reason at any time, go ahead and fire them. That's Mark Z and his one-day listing guarantee. And with the Z guarantee, your home is guaranteed sold at a price you agree to, or Mark Z buys it himself. Click soldbymarkz.com. Well, apparently concrete has been falling from the Ambassador Bridge. In Windsor, they have had to close a bunch of streets around and under the bridge where large chunks of concrete have been falling. Now, the bridge officials say, everything's fine.
Yeah, in fact, they wouldn't let a, I think they stopped a crew from going up there and inspecting it.
Yeah, there was a city of Windsor crew.
Yeah, there was a city of Windsor crew that wanted to go up there and inspect it. And they were like, no, she go, wait a second there, how she goings? You stay down there. Yeah. Here's the need to look. Yeah.
Here's the story from Channel 4, Mara McDonald. Take a listen.
Barricades everywhere, roads closed.
It's just the detours that are annoying.
The 84-year-old span is raining concrete on Windsor, which has shut down access to neighbors and students at the University of Windsor, making getting to and from the area a big old hassle.
It's scary that so many students pass under the bridge. The parking lot is usually packed full of cars, so who is liable if the bridge falls, and who is going to fix my car or repair it?
Engineers from Transport Canada were at the site cataloging the problems. The Maroon family, which owns the 84-year-old span, lays the problems right on Windsor. And the Canadian government saying,
at every step of the way, the city of Windsor has acted to object and delay Transport Canada's approval and throw obstacles in our way of doing that major repair and major rebuild. Again, we are very concerned about safety and we act on it every day.
The city of Windsor says, come on now.
What I want to be really clear about is they have traffic traveling over that bridge.
Oh my God.
The traffic continues to provide the bridge with.
They show like cars moving over top and you can see through the bridge.
Yeah.
That's not helping my bridge fear,
yikes,
people.
No.
Revenue. And they have said they're going to still use that span, and therefore we feel they need to fix it. They need to repair it.
You guys know what's happening.
Beck, you're live. Now, the Maroon family that owns the bridge says that there is nothing wrong with this bridge. As far as the video you saw of what, I mean, you can see the sky through that bridge. They say that that is on a sidewalk on that bridge and that it was already scheduled for repair. And the city of Windsor counters and says, look, you don't need permits from us to say that you can fix this bridge. Devin, Ruth.
This guy wants it to fall apart, guys.
Why does he want it to fall apart?
Because he wants to build another one. He wants to have the excuse.
No, he doesn't want this to fall apart, dude. That's his moneymaker.
No, he doesn't want it to fully fall apart, but he wants it to be like, hey, you know what? If a couple cars get crushed by pieces of cement and, you know, hopefully no one gets hit, but if they do, oh well. And then he can say, see? This is why. I don't know why you guys stopped me from building the second bridge. But I clearly need to.
That doesn't make sense
to me. It's such an old bridge.
One bridge is falling apart, so I'm going to let you build another one? No.
Well, because they need to tear down the Ambassador Bridge. They do. They need to tear it down.
I don't know if they need to tear it down. They definitely need. It needs a lot of work.
Yeah. Dude, that bridge, if it's daylight and you drive and take a look at the state of that sucker.
Oh, I have. And there's so many things like railings that are completely rusted off and stuff. And
the sides of it seem like they've fridges fallen into the river.
We had people say that they've been on boats and like, you know, giant nuts and bolts have fallen into their boat off the bridge.
Yeah.
As people were driving over it. And them saying that that's a sidewalk, it looked to me like there was cars driving right over top of it.
Yeah, that's what it looked like. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it could have been the angle they were at made it look like that, but I don't know. I mean, I don't remember hitting
running
any
over it this weekend for the Free Press Marathon, too.
Be very careful, people.
Whoa.
But I do think that the guy, he owns all the homes on the other side of the border so that he could build this other bridge. It's set up on the U.S. side for the bridge to just extend over this new bridge to go over. And, you know, it got shot down because
they're building the other bridge further downriver.
Yeah. But he wants it to be a dual span the same way that the Blue Water Bridge is. He wants one span, lets everyone in.
I don't understand your line of thinking here. How can letting your bridge fall into such a horrible state of disrepair convince people that you should be able to build another bridge?
Well, because at this point, they're not letting you. At this point, he has no hope to build another one. So if the Ambassador Bridge can fall apart enough that he has to say, and I know you're saying, well, he makes so much money. He's got so much money already. He could close that bridge for 6 years and he's still fine. He's a millionaire, like multi-millionaire, if not a billionaire. So, you just let it fall apart. And then you say, listen, guys, to make it safe, I need to build the other one. And then I need to really repair the Ambassador Bridge, and it needs to be shut down so I can repair it. And then he's got his two spans and he can charge his money. And
he's still fighting
to stop that other one.
Serious work done on that bridge to get it, I would believe, up to standard.
Well, that's what I mean. And I think he's going to argue that the only way to get it up to standard is to have another one built and then shut down the one and then repair it. It'll probably take 2 years.
More than 2 years. Are you kidding? We're still 10 years away, I think, from that other bridge being completed.
Yeah.
They just need to fix it.
Yeah.
Is what they need to do. Well, if you rely on Uber to get around Metro Detroit, you may have some trouble this weekend. Some Metro Detroit Uber drivers are calling for no service. They'll be taking part in a nationwide strike of Uber to protest recent pay cuts. The stoppage will start at 5 o'clock today and run through 10 p.m. Sunday. The company says they have thousands of drivers working in the Metro Detroit area, so they don't believe there'll be any interruptions in service this weekend. I actually used Uber for the first time last weekend. Loved it.
Really?
Loved it. Mm. It's so convenient.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have thought it'd be a death trap.
No.
I've heard really good things. I have a few friends that use it.
Just, honestly, you click on, the car was there in, like, two times I used it, the car was there in 3 minutes. The picture popped up. You knew exactly who was picking you up. You knew the car they were driving. You knew their license plate.
Can you say, no, I don't want that person?
I think you can cancel.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you can select any driver. I didn't do that.
Yeah.
But you can cancel it after you've selected it. It tells you how much it's going to cost.
What if it was like a picture of me and I had a Pinto? It showed. You know what I mean?
Jades?
This guy's coming to get me? Chuck the Freak in a Pinto is coming to pick me up?
Yeah, it was really convenient.
Yeah, well,
so much better.
That's why
waiting for a taxi and you don't know when they're coming and trying to find a number. It's on your phone. It shows you, and it shows the car moving down the street coming towards you.
Oh, wow. Way better.
You know, and you instantly know that it's right around the corner here.
I know a lot of people that swear by it.
Yeah.
And they love it.
Mm-hmm. So if you use it, though, keep in mind you may run into some trouble this weekend as they are, some of them anyway, are planning a strike. Moms are always great. You know, they help you out when you need it. Brandy Lynn Miller needed help, so she did what many daughters would do. She called her mom. The only problem was here, Miller is behind bars, and she wanted some meth.
Oh.
It had been 2 months since the 29-year-old had been booked into a county jail in Oregon on accusations of identity theft for allegedly raiding Portland-area mailboxes. Her 53-year-old mother soon came to her rescue. The mom stuffed prescription drugs into two tampon applicators and taped them to the back of a toilet bowl at a dental office where her daughter had gotten special permission for treatment. Deputies took her to the appointment. Miller asked for a bathroom break, tried to conceal the contraband inside her body, and returned to jail. But the scheme unraveled after the bundle came loose, rolled onto the restroom floor, and deputies discovered it.
That's a loose vagina, huh?
No, it didn't come loose from her body, I don't believe.
Said she was concealing it in her body.
She planned to conceal it.
Okay.
It didn't just roll out of her vagina.
Because that would
Mom
be something.
Mom didn't tape it well enough.
Oh, I see.
Oh, Mom.
I know. Well, the mother confessed on the spot and handed over another tampon applicator that she'd packed with 1 gram of meth, 18 pills of oxycodone, and other prescription drugs.
This is what I don't understand about some, I guess, parents or whatever. They're like, I know my kid's got a big problem. I just got to get him this meth, though. You know, like you probably wanted your kid to go to jail, some part of you, so they could get cleaned up. But then you're going to.
It sounds like she's probably on meth, too.
Well, maybe mom is like a.
Yeah, if
right
you look at
her.
The pictures, man, it's crazy. Her mom looks like, if you flash forward, look how identical they look.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's like meth kid and meth mom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's weird to be like.
That's too bad.
Leave that meth by that toilet, mom.
Yeah, exactly.
Can you imagine? Can you put the meth in a tampon and put it in the toilet?
Absolutely, I'll do it for you. And she's in the bathroom right now, taped. I got some scotch tape, but it wasn't the best scotch tape, so I hope it doesn't fall.
That's what families are for.
Always rely on them for your meth stuff tampons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Except when mom's dumb.
Meth stuff tampons.
It's a dollar store tape, man. It doesn't work as good as the good stuff.
No, it sure doesn't. It would have worked, though. I mean, they're not that dumb.
Well,
the plan would have worked. They figured out when she was going to the dentist and her mom got there. And
yeah, no, like I think like 80% of it was well thought out.
Mm-hmm.
They still are going to check your vagina when you try and go back into jail, though.
Well, they don't do a cavity search. They may do a pat down.
But I mean, like you wouldn't have the applicator still inside of you, would, right, Lise? Like you don't. That's not where you store.
No. But how they know? If that's inside.
I think every time you go in or out of jail,
they
look at it. Give it a look-see.
Give it a once over.
What you got in there? Messed up tampons.
Yeah.
I'm sure they've seen a lot.
Oh, God.
I just didn't figure they'd probe you. I figured they'd just pat you down.
No, I think what they do is they make you bend over and then maybe like, spread them, if you know what I mean. And so they can see inside. And then they're like, come on, there's 16 tampon applicators up there.
Oh, that's a bad job, the bend over and spread them guy.
Yeah. That's got to be the new guy, right?
Mm.
Yeah, the cavity checker.
Oh.
Of all the jobs I could have in prison, cavity checker has got to be cavity checker and shower cleaner. Like right
sure.
near the bottom.
Sure.
Yeah.
There's a lot
shower
of semen
cleaner.
In those showers.
That's the lowest. And then you get bumped up to the
You start
check.
At semen shower cleaner and then you bump up to cavity checker.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Mike is with us here on the Riff Lines. Hey Mike, how are you?
Hey, how's she going, eh? Good
how's
morning.
How's she going, eh?
Happy Friday, bitches.
Same to you, dude.
Hey, I used to work at a jail and every time you go in there the lady officers had to go with the ladies because they actually made them spread their situation downstairs.
Yes, yeah.
And then they used to tell the guys, they're like, holy cow, you should have smelled that one. Yeah, man. So there's no freaking way that she's going to be able to get a tampon stuffed full of meth, coke, weed, whatever the hell she had in there. Back inside the jail, there's no possible way. But then again... We live in this century, and there is just a jailbreak. So maybe it's possible. I'm not really sure, but I love you guys. You're the best.
Thanks, right, man. Thanks you know what? She might have like tried to do some of the meth right in there in the bathroom.
Yeah,
if she could have.
That guy talked like Lisa.
Could you please spread your lady areas?
Yeah.
Thank you.
You got a bunch of drugs in your situation.
Yeah. Wow. In your downstairs bits, is there anything going on?
Your lady situation is jam-packed.
I like lady situations.
Yeah.
Very lady classy. Situation.
It's very classy. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, more Riff news coming up. We've got celebrity dirt from the Riff Files. How much money did Lamar Odom pay for 3 days at that Love Ranch?
Mm.
It's crazy. How much money does Aaron Andrews want for being peeped on in that hotel room? And what's up with the Asians? Oh, man.
Uh-oh.
What went wrong when a Chinese guy tried to cut out his hemorrhoids with a sword?
Oh, boy. Big mistake.
Yes, it was.
Oh,
those
no.
stories and more a on sword. The way. We'll be right back. More Riff News right after this.
Previously on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
How do you hold back on telling someone until you have to? Carl.
I've lost a lot of weight, and my cheeks, there's some mud flaps on it.
Oh, you've got like a deflated ass.
The only thing that would make it worse is if I had a chrome naked lady hanging off of it.
Male mud flap
exactly.
ass.
Listen, I got two things I got to talk to you about, lady. Issue one, my ass flaps. They're crazy. These things, they look real weird. Two, I'm going to need you to pee on me at some point. Right on me, all over the place.
It would be bad if you had two things you had to reveal.
Right. Like one's
one's
enough. That's
flaps.
It, though.
Ass
that's
flaps.
It.
Are you sure?
When I poop, it sounds like a trumpet. Sorry about all that. I cry at Les Mis.
Jeez, another one.
You got a lot of baggage, lady. But if you love this love train,
it's Dave and Chuck the Freak. And now, it's time for an inspirational love quote from overly straight guy Ken.
Meeting you was a fate. Becoming your friend was a choice. But falling in love with you was beyond my control.
And that was an inspirational love quote. You really know how to inspire someone, Ken. Dave and Chuck the Freak.
But I'm going to get you high today. Because it's Friday. You ain't got no job. And you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday. What? It's Friday. What? Yeah, yeah. Come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday. What? It's Friday. What?
The work week's almost done. It's Dave and Chuck the Freak on 101.
It's Friday, bitches, you understand.
Recording is
a poor command.
Waiting all damn week for this day so I can kick it with that hot bitch Lisa Wayne.
Some girl.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday. What? It's Friday. What? Yeah, yeah. Come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday. What? It's Friday. What?
Hi, it is Friday, bitches. 6:43, Dave and Chuck the Freak, 101 WRIF, 16th of October. It's going to be a chilly one this weekend. Chuck the Freak has the forecast for you. Lisa Way, we'll check the roads, and then we've got more Riff news, celebrity dirt from the Riff Files, and what's up with the Asians coming up. Never doubt the addictive power of social media. Cops in Greenfield, Massachusetts spotted a car sunk into some mud about 3 o'clock in the morning Wednesday, and they pulled over to check it out. Turns out 39-year-old Sean Wellenick was in the car. The cops were pretty sure he was drunk, so they ordered him to step outside. He said, "Hold on a minute." And he pulled out his phone and checked Facebook. And scrolled through his newsfeed.
Huh.
You'll have to wait.
Yeah.
Then he got out and took a swing at one of the cops.
Oh, boy.
He was arrested, charged with drunk driving, trespassing with a motor vehicle, and possession of cocaine. And ironically, the police department posted his mugshot and the arrest report on their Facebook page just a few hours later. There is the douche himself.
Oh,
there.
My.
Yeah, he looks like a douche, doesn't he?
Yeah,
he does. The cops, total you're going to wait for me.
Just wait one second.
I've got Facebook
second.
Stuff to get to.
Yeah. But on Facebook, douchebag.
You want to know what a really bad idea is? Taking a swing at a cop.
Oh, yeah.
That's
or telling cops to wait while you go through your Facebook newsfeed.
Well, they'll wait. They'll
Dude,
wait.
I feel like you take a swing at a cop, they take you outside of the camera's view.
Yeah, it's like, for a second. Come over here, sir. Oh, look, seven other cops just showed up.
I'd like you to meet my good friend, Officer Nightstick.
Yeah. Oh, you tripped.
Everyone saw him trip, right?
You better stop resisting.
Yeah, stop resisting. That's all you hear is that being screamed off camera.
Stop resisting. Stop. 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 Don't make me choke you. I'm going to tase you. Little Maya Minio wasn't supposed to arrive into the world until today, but she had other plans that included grandma's couch and a frantic 911 call. Her dad, Andy, was driving his wife, Christina, to the hospital the other day when plans changed very quickly, and he had to call 911. Here is the story. Take a listen.
Maya Menounos' life likely started much differently than yours. She was born on her grandmother's couch by the hands of her dad, Andy, while he was on the phone with 911.
911, what is the address of your emergency?
Christy Falkingham was on the other end of Andy's frantic call Monday night.
A male on the phone said that his wife was pregnant and it sounded like she was about to have baby or at least start the process.
That's an understatement. The process was in full motion as Christy gave Andy detailed instructions. Unexpectedly, mom's water broke.
All of a sudden, it's a huge deal.
You gotta lay down.
No, there's something.
You gotta lay down.
There's something.
As Christy tracked the ambulance and gathered as much information as she could, Andy remained calm.
Don't try to prevent it. She said, do not try to prevent the birth. If she comes, then she comes, okay?
Moments later, Christy listened as the contractions got much closer together. Dad was still on the phone, alert and attentive.
Oh, yeah, that's her head. Her head's coming.
The head's presenting?
There she is.
With one more push.
I got my baby in my hand. The baby's coming out. The baby's coming out. We're coming.
Little Maya was born.
Yeah, I just delivered my baby.
That is so awesome, sir.
Right here.
That is so awesome. You did awesome.
Thank you, ma'am.
Congratulations.
October 13th, her birthday. Also, a night shift on a Tuesday Christy will never forget.
I was more excited for him that he got to deliver his own child. It was pretty awesome.
No.
No, that's
no,
not.
No, it's not. That's...
Did you hear him? Like for this,
yeah,
he was a little,
he was calm.
He was a little calm, and then all of a sudden the baby was in his. He was like, "The baby's in my hands," and then he started like crying about it. But for a second, he was just like,
"That's how I'd be the whole time."
Well, his name was Andy, and I just kept looking at Andy every time. He's like, "No,
no, I'd have passed out." Like 4 seconds into the call.
I'd like to believe that I'd be able to pull it together. I would never want to deliver my own baby, and thankfully I didn't have to, but I hope I'd be able to pull it together and be strong enough to do it if it ever had happened.
Every man,
I believe, should be able to do that if
you
he
don't
has
really
to.
Have to do anything, do you? You just have to sit back and let nature take its course and just get out of the way of the stuff. I'll tell you, though, Grandma's couch is the perfect place to have a baby, though, because it usually has that plastic wrap.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah,
completely fine. You know, like, fine. She just wipes it clean right after that.
Oh, God. That's why I got it.
Yeah. If she doesn't have that on, the couch is right?
Yeah, you can't have
a couch time.
Couch to the curb.
You can't Febreze that out of there.
No, you cannot.
Febreze. Grandma might try, though.
Yeah, my grandma would.
Yeah.
She loves to save
a buck. Covers over.
She loves to save a buck.
Oh, yeah.
Just put that placenta on the bottom.
Just a placenta stain.
Oh, God. That's a placenta stain. Words I never want to hear.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You remember I told you guys about the story about the principal who opened up her house to a rap video, a Trey Songz video, and also appeared in the beginning of it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She just lost her job.
Mm.
Adler O'Keefe. Esther Adler O'Keefe is her name.
Yeah, I think she stepped down. I think she realized, I can't really do this anymore.
Not really surprised.
No.
I guess. She plays a woman going on vacation with her husband, leaving Trey Songz to watch the house. She says about 6 words in the video. The issue, they say, is the message with the song. The video in question showcases behaviors and language use that is not promoted within their school district. In fact, it goes against everything they teach in their school district. So she was hired over the summer to appear in the video. She claims she was unaware of the content, lyrics, and title of the video and song. This is her last week as principal. They're going to let her oversee some academic support services throughout the district instead of being in charge of the school.
Mm-hmm.
Bad decision to open up your house and make a cameo in a Trey Songz video as a principal.
Yeah.
You should know.
It's just strippers and
I mean, I think if you just Google any Trey Songz video, like if you had done 5 seconds of research, you would have went,
this isn't appropriate.
Yeah, I don't know if I should be in this video.
Some people just like can't help themselves. They want to be like, I'll do it. You know, they just love being in stuff. Want to be in the video.
You know, a zoo is terrible when the staff is more out of control than the animals. Or maybe that means the zoo is amazing. I don't know. 30-year-old Carolyn Westlake was the meerkat expert.
Oh, wow. Okay.
At the London Zoo in England. Last year, she dated Adam Davies, who worked as the llama keeper.
I'm the llama keeper.
But somehow, this nerdy llama keeper also had another zoo bitch on the side.
Mm.
Kate Sanders, the monkey handler.
Hi, monkey handler.
And
you want to handle my monkey?
Dirty, sexy.
Spank my monkey.
Meerkat expert, llama keeper, monkey handler, love triangle, boiled over at the zoo's Christmas party.
Oh.
Carolyn said she heard Kate insult her looks, so they got into a fight. Then Carolyn hit Kate in the face with a wine glass. That left a permanent scar on Kate's cheek. So Carolyn was fired. She just got sentenced to 80 hours of community service for the assault. She also has to pay Kate over $1,200 in compensation. These are the ladies here.
Yeah, let me see the lady.
There's the meerkat expert. She's the monkey lady.
Okay.
Monkey lady.
Monkey
much
lady.
Cuter than the meerkat expert.
But she's known as the
let
monkey
me see.
Lady.
Yeah, let me see.
And then this, Lisa, is the llama handler that they were both fighting over. You would never imagine a llama handler could get laid at all.
Yeah. Is he like 7 feet tall, though? Like, how tall is a llama? Isn't a llama?
They're pretty big.
Yeah. So maybe it's his giant height and huge dick.
All right. I don't know if zoo handlers get, like, getting a ton of tail. I wouldn't expect them to.
You probably don't have a lot of choice at the zoo, though, you know?
But this strange zoo love triangle.
Have you seen hot zoo
Hot zoo workers? Never.
No, they're
typically not.
No.
I think if you choose a life of slinging elephant dung.
Yeah.
Hot people don't have to sling elephant dung.
No.
Yeah.
People that work with animals,
they love it.
It's admirable. But I don't know if there's smoking hot people.
Zoo handler sounds much better than slinging elephant dung.
Oh, yeah.
What do you do? I'm a zoo handler.
Oh, wow.
But that's essentially what they do.
Yeah, it's exactly what they do.
You're flinging dung and...
Yeah. When you're like
dung flinger.
Yeah, mercat, all you're doing, like 65% of your job is cleaning up mercat poop, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of it is making sure they didn't die.
Yeah.
And then giving them some food.
Giving them food.
That's it. But the majority poop.
Meerkat handler, I would just laugh at those things all day. Because the one just keeps guard. Like, that just cracks me up. I'm like, they're so stupid.
What animal would you?
Oh, like, well,
would you want to work with at the zoo?
Well, you want to have a cool animal because, you know, if
like
you're going to try and get
tigers?
That's what I'd think. Or, though, you got to pick an animal that all the chicks want to see, like a giraffe.
Oh, yeah. Bitches love giraffes.
You know what I mean? Like, you got to make your choice wisely.
Bitches love giraffes.
Like, llama is a bad choice.
I think they do, Andy.
Yeah, I believe it.
Llama. Bitches don't like llamas.
Mm-hmm. Least when you go, other than a soft pretzel,
mm-hmm.
when you go to the zoo, what do you want to see?
Monkeys.
Monkeys?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
Monkeys if we had a cool, like, I saw a video of, like, a cool gorilla that, like, has its own kittens. And,
They gave
Coco. Yeah,
yeah.
Coco. And it can do sign language. Our gorilla kind of sucks. You know what I mean? He just sort of sits there. Have you seen him?
Yeah.
He's got no skills.
And he barely moves at all.
Yeah.
And generally, he's just hiding. He's like the Chuck the Freak of gorillas.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they got the wrong.
He never wants to be seen.
No.
He's so lazy.
He's
kinda
lame.
Jesus, in the heat, place. He's like, ugh.
You still try to see him, though.
Yeah. You definitely try and see him every time. But if you do, he's just sort of like, he won't even look at you. He's like, Jesus, idiots. I'm just going to pretend they're not here.
You're right. In fact, I've been taking my kids to the zoo probably a dozen times. I think once
we saw
a gorilla move.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You'll never see him move.
No.
You might see them out there. But you know what I mean? If we had the gorillas like that Coco the gorilla where they're signing to people and putting cats on their head and
mm-hmm.
all sorts of stuff, I mean, that'd be the...
Yeah. The gorilla exhibit at the Toledo Zoo is pretty sweet. They have a bunch of them.
Really?
And there's like one big king silverback guy that's like... And the last time I went, it was funny because, like, this one chick gorilla was, like, messing with him, and he just wanted to sit by his log and just relax.
Yeah.
And she kept messing with him and messing with him. And he took his hand, and he hit this log, and it made a sound like nothing I've ever heard.
Like
it was like a sonic boom. And,
wow.
And that gorilla chick was like, I'm just going to let him be for now.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Someone said, I went to the Detroit Zoo. I saw the gorilla jacking off on top of the glass. It was definitely the Jeff the Freak gorilla.
Oh, yeah. You want to see me?
Yeah, I see sex a lot.
Oh, there. Like with the monkeys. Mm-hmm. Monkeys are constantly banging.
Yeah.
Always everyone getting up says, to no good.
Bitches love penguins.
Yeah, penguins are good.
Penguins and polar bears.
Yeah, but see, I could never take care of the penguins. Never. I know that guy, he's going to get a couple chicks out of it, but boy, oh boy. You want something with wide open spaces? You know?
You don't want the water.
Well, they're building a whole new penguin house.
It's still going to stink in
there.
Well,
I hope they work on that. Well, because the old penguin house, they will just have to knock down because the stink, I believe, is in there.
Yeah, you've got to. It's built. It's built right into the bricks.
But
now.
Hopefully they figured out in this new penguin house. Because there's in Chicago, I believe, at the Shedd Aquarium, they have like a penguin area. It doesn't smell like death.
No, but on the inside, though, you know it does.
Sure, but don't let it smell like death on the outside.
No, but my problem would be having to go in there and clean up penguin poop in that stink. I couldn't do
Man,
it.
Man, they just eat fish all day.
Oh, I hate fish.
Penguins are hilarious.
I like the seals a lot.
Seals are cool.
Yeah, that exhibit at the Detroit Zoo with the seals and the polar bears.
Yeah.
You know, the Arctic Ring of Life or whatever. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
That's my favorite. The seals.
Yeah.
Well, that's where you got to work. See, I was a dolphin and sea lion handler.
Oh,
me,
so God.
Oh, boy.
You would have been all over me back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Just all over me. All over. What else do you do here? I'm in the shows.
Sometimes I'm Fred Flintstone.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Bitches love the doll. Honestly. If I wasn't dating someone at the time, I would have got massive theme park tail.
Well, you just, you know, as long as you, it, see, to me, like if I was the giraffe handler, I would hope that I have unfettered access to the giraffe. Like, you know, like, hey, well, come meet me at 4. I'll bring you in with the giraffe. But if you can't do any of that stuff, then you got no power anyway.
Yeah.
I didn't know that chicks like giraffes.
I don't know. I figured.
No, bitches love
like
giraffes, Lisa. Honestly, if you go to the giraffe exhibit at the zoo, it's, oh, ladies are all up in there.
Mm. I see families.
I know Stella loves the giraffes, and I don't know if that'll just stick with her like her whole life. She'll always like a giraffe. I don't know that. But I'm trying to think of something that is not stinky.
Yeah.
Because you don't want that.
No.
It's also not going to eat you in case something tragic goes on. Like, what's a giraffe going to do to you? Kick you maybe with his big hoof?
No, you don't hear too many giraffe
chicks like koala bears.
Oh, yeah, we don't have any of that. So if you got a koala bear, there was a video of like a koala bear just climbing up a guy
yesterday.
There's a
koala bear at the Detroit Zoo.
No way.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Koala bear?
Koala, yes. It's not that like crazy of an animal.
They're hard to take care of.
Yeah, they're real finicky.
I'm pretty sure I saw one at the Detroit Zoo.
I saw a video of a koala bear fight the other day that cracked me up. They kept one, the noise they make is hilarious. They're like, and then the other one was like, oh yeah. They had like a little fight, like a little koala bear argument.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think so. I've never seen one there.
I could have swore I saw one there.
Mm.
The polar bears are sweet too. They're hit or miss too.
Rip you to shreds.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet to look at, not sweet to encounter.
Mm-mm. Right.
Because you'll be dead. Every year, Career Builder puts out its annual list of the crazy excuses people have used for calling in sick to work. Here's what made the top of the list this year. A guy was too embarrassed to come in because the food he'd made for an employee potluck didn't turn out well.
I just can't. I mean, this chili, it's not good. Just come in and say, tragedy, you know? Like, I couldn't bring the food in.
Yeah.
Another guy claimed his grandmother poisoned him with ham.
Oh, okay.
A guy's sandwich fell on the floor and he broke his arm trying to catch it.
That's a believable excuse.
Yeah.
Ah! Well, as long as your arm is broken,
yes,
you know what I mean?
Like,
if it's really broken.
A guy's wife caught him cheating. He called in sick because he had to get all his stuff out of a dumpster.
Just say you're sick or you're pooping yourself.
I know. A woman said she was brushing her hair and poked herself in the eye. She couldn't come into work. And I like this one. A guy called in sick, said he couldn't come into work because his wife had put all of his underwear in the wash. I got no underwear. I can't come in today.
You know you can't wash them all at the same time.
You got to leave me one pair.
No, I'm stuck here.
You just go commando.
Do you?
I'm not calling in sick because I've got no underwear.
Yeah, you figure something out.
Yeah.
You fashion a pair out of a t-shirt or
exactly.
something.
Exactly. Whatever
what
you got to
do. I don't know.
Those are my homemade underwear.
Look at that little bulky down there. I had to
take a
make
shirt,
some underwear this morning.
Shirt inside out and just put your legs,
through
the
arms.
Like yeah.
a giant
diaper. And your balls would come out the neck part.
Exactly. What a lovely.
Oh, God.
It's like a convertible.
Time for some celebrity dirt from the Riff Files right now. We went on that Love Ranch website yesterday where Lamar Odom, you know, was found. And we're amazed at how nasty the women are.
Oh, awful.
Just, and especially the two that he had paid for. Mm-hmm. What amazed me even more was learning how much he paid for 3 days there.
How much?
What do you think? 3 days
okay.
at a brothel.
Now, he got the guys home. Okay, so that's got to be different. He got the dude's place. Like, he has a home there, so it'd be more than the normal Joe Schmo. But I've heard these chicks can be like $1,000 for an hour for some of these girls. So 3 days?
So he paid for two girls to be with him 24/7.
$60,000.
You're real close, dude.
Really?
$75,000.
Oh, geez.
$75,000 for 3 days with those nasty bitches at the Love Ranch. If I'm paying $75,000 for 3 days, they all better look like Sofia Vergara.
Yeah.
Like, they better be supermodel quality ladies. Yeah.
I figured it'd be about $10,000 a day.
So I guess he does have money still.
He does.
Obviously.
He's got some. You're spending. But, dude, he's Lamar Odom. He could still get tons of free tail.
Yeah.
Why do you spend $75,000?
Well, because it all depends if you want it discreet. It's not discreet when you die in there or almost die. You know what I mean? Like, the weird thing about him is that he still wants to get together with Chloe. Like, he still wants Chloe to work out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he won't let her go. So he can't just like start banging randoms that's going to end up in a magazine. He needs to go there and bang these chicks and then hope to God Chloe would have never found out.
Well, there's been no change in his condition. He's still unconscious and on a ventilator. Doctors still don't know if he'll wake up or what condition he'll be in when he does. The only Kardashian left in Vegas is Chloe. She won't apparently leave his side. Kim had to go back to Los Angeles for a doctor's appointment because her placenta is growing too deep into her uterus. Know why we needed to know that.
Jesus. Oh, thank you, Dave.
Yeah, that's been released.
Oh.
Yuck.
Deep placenta, huh?
Who was that?
Kim.
Oh.
Think about that for a second. So remember back in 2008, it seems like it's been so long, a pervert videotaped Erin Andrews naked through the peephole of her hotel room at a Nashville Marriott.
Yeah, like before the fappening, that was probably the biggest thing.
Yeah, one
that
of
the
biggest celebrity nude leaks of the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Erin sued the Marriott in 2011 because they actually told the stalker she was a guest there, and they gave him the room next to hers when he asked for it. She also sued the stalker, who was sentenced to 30 months in prison after pleading guilty in 2009. Well, earlier this week, Erin filed court papers. They said she had to specify
how much she wanted. From who now?
Marriott.
The hotel that told a random perv where I'm staying? A lot. Holy crap.
Way more than you probably ever think.
$100 million.
No, $75 million.
$75 million.
She's seeking $75 million. Don't you think that's outrageous?
Well,
like if I was on a jury, she deserves something. Absolutely, I think she does.
Yeah,
but I think if you go in asking for $75 million, I'm like, well, f you, bitch.
You don't need
that much.
Settle on something less.
They will, but the thing is, you know what she's going to argue? She's going to argue, what could I have become
but there are some people out there, big wigs and certain networks, that maybe are staying away from me because I have a nude video out there. We all know it actually helped her career.
It's pretty hard to argue when you're on Dancing with the Stars and you're...
I know. It's like, that's what I'm saying. It's definitely way bigger than it ever was.
Yeah.
Like, it worked out for her.
Of course it did. She's this famous right now because of that.
Yeah.
But still, she was violated. Her privacy was violated. I get that. I just think asking for $75 million is asking for too much.
Why did she wait so long?
I guess she didn't wait so long to sue them, but... It's just taken this long to go through. She never asked for a certain dollar amount until yesterday.
Right.
Oh, I see.
The trial's going to happen in February.
But yeah, I mean, you might as well put a huge number on it, because even if they go to half, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're rolling. Oh, she's set.
What she'll get, I don't know, but
yeah.
She's...
A hotel, though, can't tell someone where you're staying.
No, that's nuts.
Like, not even just a regular Joe Schmo.
So that
one
idiot at the front desk has cost that hotel chain millions and millions of dollars. One idiot.
Yeah. You got to watch the idiots you hire.
Oh, you want to be put next to Aaron Andrews.
Oh, this is she's in 722. I'll put you right next door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What?
Safety and security is not our concern.
Here's a drill if you want to drill into the wall. And look.
Here's a secret spy camera.
So helpful at the front desk.
Yeah.
Whatever you need. British Airways polled 1,000 Americans and 1,000 Brits to determine who has the sexiest accent in each country. So they asked the Brits to name who they thought had the sexiest American accent.
Okay.
And then they asked, you know, the Americans who they thought had the best British accent. According to people from the UK, the sexiest American accent belongs to Morgan Freeman.
Wow.
Morgan Freeman has the sexiest accent in America, according to the British.
The pussy. Each of my freckle represents a sexual conquest.
Guess who's number two? I love her.
Oh, like a chick.
Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton.
Dolly
huh?
Parton has the second sexiest American accent, according to the Brits.
They love Dolly Parton over there still, huh?
And then Reese Witherspoon is third.
Hmm.
I never really thought of her accent. I think she's got a cute sounding voice, but sexy? I don't know. Hmm. It's a little bit of a thing.
I thought like Matthew McConaughey might win this because he got that southern.
Mm. Yeah.
As for Americans, who do we think has the sexiest British accent? Sean Connery.
He's
the winner.
The best.
Well, he's Scottish, so part of the United Kingdom, so it still counts. Yeah. Hugh Grant and Keira Knightley are second and third.
Okay.
But I don't know. I mean, I never would have guessed Dolly Parton.
Yeah. No.
As a sexy accent.
No, I mean.
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman either, really.
Well, I guess because he's got such a famous voice.
Mm.
I know it's famous, but like when I hear it. You know what I mean? You don't think, man, that guy's slaying it with that voice. Like James Earl Jones.
Yeah.
Well, Donald Trump has to stop using Aerosmith's Dream On his campaign trail. Steven Tyler is the latest artist to tell him not to use one of his songs. And even though Donald Trump is a huge fan of Aerosmith... He's unfazed by this, of course. He's used Dream On during various campaign events... But Steven Tyler's camp just took legal action to make sure it never happens again. And on Monday, a cease and desist letter related to usage of the song was sent to Trump for President Incorporated. Donald Trump, of course, took to Twitter to respond to the controversy. He says, even though I have the legal right to use Steven Tyler's song, he asked me not to. Have a better one to take its place anyway.
of course he does.
Yeah.
And then this follow-up tweet. Steven Tyler got more publicity on his song than anything he's done in 10 years. Good for him. So he hasn't revealed, though, what his song will be.
Well, didn't he do something yesterday?
Did he?
I thought he was at... I think he's doing something almost every day. I don't know, though, if they have his speech or anything.
I just hope that he takes our advice.
Oh. Honestly, this was... If he doesn't use this... I know.
This is a good choice.
It's the best choice. It's the only choice.
It really is.
Trump. Go ahead and Trump. Well, you know what's funny is on that Saturday Night Live skit, they basically did the same thing with that Pointer Sisters song or whatever. And they changed it to Trump.
Trump in.
Yeah.
Feel my love. That one, yeah.
Trump. You know,
he definitely should use this. So I don't know if he's revealed it, if he revealed it yesterday. Well, the story doesn't say that he did.
Like I said, he was when he went to Michigan, he used when he came to Michigan, he used "You're the Best Around" from the Karate Kid soundtrack.
You're the best
around.
So, and he's used "Twisted Sister," "We're Not Going to Take It,"
but I think they said don't.
They did.
So he had to stop doing that one.
They keep taking his songs away.
Yeah,
because no one wants to be associated.
No.
Yeah. Right. That's the problem. Just call Ted Nugent, right? I don't know if Ted Nugent has a campaign
Nugent
style.
Will write you a song.
Yeah,
bro.
Exactly.
It doesn't say what he's... although the Hispanic musician has released a Trump salsa theme song.
Whoa! How much did he get paid to do that, huh?
Puerto Rican man from New Jersey.
I am huge. With Hispanics.
Let's hear how this sounds here at the Latino Trump anthem. Latino gonna vote for Trump.
Trump. This Latino gonna vote
for Trump. Yeah! Trump. This is amazing. Trump. This Latino gonna vote for Trump. Let's get it straight. Who am I gonna vote for? I'll vote for the man who tells me the truth. The one that we have prayed and hoped. Let's get it straight. Who am I gonna follow then? The answer is simple. His name is Donald. Who's gonna make us great again? And I, as a Latino, want my people to understand. Let's put an end to political correctness and make you comprehend.
That needs to be a song.
Yeah. There's no question that's his song when he goes to like Arizona, to LA.
This Latino's gonna
Florida.
Vote for Trump.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hello. What I tell you? Video evidence of what I've been saying this whole time.
Well, that's why I feel like how much did he get paid?
Right there. You write me a song, I'll make you rich.
Yeah.
He's like the chubby pit bull.
Yeah, he's your chubby, everyday
lazy.
Working man.
Lazy Pitbull.
Lazy Pitbull, right? Yeah.
Because he's not, like, quite dressed up. Like,
no,
Pitbull.
He's not. Yeah, Pitbull at least puts a suit and tie on.
Yeah, nice, you're right. He's
nice tie and
wearing a
sharp.
Coat.
He's got a camo hat on.
She don't know. No, no, no. Say no to God. Better believe it. It's not an act of love. You just can't let a stranger walk into your home without a
We
gotta build a wall. Are you kidding?
Oh, I don't know how his Latino friends are going to feel about that.
Dude.
He's singing Build the Wall.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, they say that there are some people that have got here, you know, the right way that are all for a wall.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I get it. As a person who went through, like, doing it, you know, taking the years that it took to become a U.S. citizen and... You know, the money, it takes money, it takes time. You got to go and travel and do interviews and all that stuff. You know, it is kind of, believe me, there was a part of me that's like, well, I could have just hopped the fence and I would have been here. So build a wall.
Be singing that all day.
Trump, this Latino's going to vote for Trump. Trump, Trump.
It's speaking of songs, this song, I'm not a big fan of, but These People I Want to Hurt. There has been a gigantic spike in YouTube plays for Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas over the past 2 weeks.
Why?
People are already listening to Christmas music.
No,
Chuck.
They're not.
Yes, they are, Chuck. YouTube reports it is the earliest they've seen such an uptick in plays. Normally, they do see spikes every Christmas season. That's not surprising. They said it's never started this early.
Mm. It's, well, like, it's when you want to hear a Christmas song, charts. You go to Mariah Carey first.
People like that All I Want for Christmas Is You song. God. I don't know. I don't like it. But
I don't know. She's like in one of those video game commercials now. She like took the Kate Upton role in
she
that.
Did?
Oh, yes, I've seen that.
She took the Kate Upton role?
She took the Kate Upton role.
I don't know how that happened. I thought the same thing.
What is that game called?
It's the strangest casting. Game
of War?
Game of War? Is it?
Something like that.
Whatever. Oh, that's nuts.
Not much we paid attention to the commercials. I just looked at the tits.
Exactly. Yeah, but so now she's done it, and I just wonder, okay, well, did that like spark some kind of, you've gone down some kind of weird rabbit hole with her? I don't know. Like, why the hell would you put her name in?
I'm not sure. Yeah, I saw that too and was like, wow, that's crazy. But even worse are the people that are already listening to Christmas music. So much that it's at the top of the charts on YouTube, that song right now.
It's frightening.
I just told Lisa I had to unfriend someone on Facebook because they kept putting how many days it was until Christmas.
Yeah, can't do that yet.
No, that was a good call.
No, it's not absolutely. Halloween yet.
Yeah.
No! It's not. You got some serious problems in your life if you're already listening to Christmas music 24/7. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
No, you do.
Time to reconsider things. And jump off a bridge. Yeah. All right, coming up in just a moment. What's up with the Asians?
Try and walk across it and fall through.
What went wrong when a Chinese guy tried to cut out his own hemorrhoids with a sword? We'll get to that story after Chuck the Freak checks sports. Chuck.
Sports brought to you by Bagger Dave's. Bagger Dave's makes hungry people happy with happy. With the train wreck burger loaded with cheddar cheese, sauteed onions, mushrooms, fresh cut fries, and a fried egg. Kraft burgers and beer. Stop by a Bagger Dave's location today. So I don't know if you guys saw, but the old rivalry is heating up. Some people decided to deface a statue of Irving Magic Johnson that's on the campus of Michigan State. They sprayed it with yellow paint. And they put a big M on his chest.
Yeah, I saw the photos of that.
And then they painted Beat State on it.
So they've been guarding Sparty.
Yeah, because this is
round the clock, 24/7 surveillance. They don't leave it alone.
Yeah.
But they haven't been guarding the Magic Johnson statue.
Yeah, and they got it. And I mean, it's like its face is painted with maize paint. It's got the M. It says Beat State at the bottom. I don't know. I feel like I know the guys who did this.
Did they do this last year?
I don't know if they did it to this one
last year.
At State, I believe. I forget what it was. I think it was on the ground, though. Like something was defaced.
I don't. God, I don't want to be wrong. Was it like a memorial or something for?
I don't know.
I can't remember. Like I said, I don't want to get it wrong. And they came out with a list of the most overpaid NFL player at every single position. Yeah, a couple lines here on this list.
Yeah, not a surprise.
At quarterback, Matthew Stafford. His 2015 cap hit is $17.7 million. Only seven players have a bigger cap hit in 2015 than Stafford, but he's been at the among the worst at his position through five games. Eight interceptions lead the NFL. His passer rating of 74.8 ranks 33rd out of 35 qualified quarterbacks. Lines, of course, 0-5. And then if you look down to wide receiver, Mm-hmm. Megatron. $20.6 million they're paying him. He's on pace for 102 catches. But his huge salary, only two players have actually more, a higher salary on the cap this season. It means he needs to do much, much more.
So they're playing Chicago this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, Chicago's awful. It's their chance to get a win.
Obviously.
I hope we get a win.
Come on, we need. If we don't get a win, if we don't get a win against Chicago, wrap it up.
We know you don't care anymore, Chuck, but.
Yeah, what are the Broncos doing this weekend?
I don't know. But.
By the way, it was State that spray painted the Diog M at the U of M.
Oh, okay.
Last year, that's what happened.
All right.
And I think Las Vegas odds makers have Michigan over Michigan State by 7 points.
Do they really?
Which is crazy.
That is crazy.
What's even crazier is I think I have to go buy a pair of khakis.
Oh, God. You always go all in.
He totally does. If I don't care about the Lions
please
anymore.
Please don't buy a
you
pair
see,
of khakis.
The freak wearing khakis.
I'm not just
going to
get khakis. I'm getting khakis and a fanny pack.
No.
I want to look just, just like them.
Please, don't please let us see that.
I'm going to look just like them.
It's time now for... What's up with the Asians?
And now a cautionary tale about why the proper treatment for hemorrhoids is Preparation H.
Yeah, you just leave them.
And not, say, trying to cut them off with some sort of medieval weapon.
Ah, that's so bad, though.
54-year-old Yan Wu of Hangzhou City, China, recently had some sharp pains around his backdoor area.
Yeah, yeah.
He figured there. Had to be hemorrhoids.
Yeah.
So he took a 4-inch sword.
Oh, okay. Well, that's kind of small. Yeah.
And tried to slice them off.
God.
He just destroyed his butthole or.
The tip was curved and razor sharp.
Uh huh.
The blade had several ridges and notches designed to tear flesh apart.
Oh, great.
But as Jan was crouching over a mirror...
Oh, he didn't slip.
...to perform his operation...
No, Dave.
He slipped.
No! Oh, no. No.
There is a picture of the sword at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
Once that goes in, it's not coming out. It's got like a hook design.
Look at it.
It's covering
blood.
Oh, wow,
that's a...
Oh, my God.
...wicked sword.
It's clearly a video game sword that has been remade.
Yeah, something from one of the Final Fantasy games.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
so it's got those crazy tips and edges all over the blade.
Don't slip when you're crouching over a mirror performing at-home hemorrhoid removal.
Did it go? So it went right in his butt, huh?
Yeah. Went right up where it shouldn't go.
Mm.
He went to the hospital. Doctors were able to remove it. There's some pictures of him.
Oh, no!
There's a picture of him with it in his butt.
Oh,
look
my
how
God.
Deep it went.
Oh,
nope.
Oh, get it out!
And
holy cow!
Is. The crazy part about this, doctors gave him some bad news. He actually didn't have hemorrhoids in the first place.
No! Just really? Itchy butt.
I don't know
itchy
if it was
butt.
Itchy.
He just had itchy butt.
I don't
butt.
Know if it was itchy,
he
but
had something going
something.
On.
Yeah, there was
just
something
didn't
up.
Wipe right.
Oh, my God.
He never had hemorrhoids in the first place! If you want to see the pictures of this guy's
what
butt
was he
and
trying
sword,
to cut off then?
DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. He thought it was hemorrhoids.
I just gotta slice this thing apart. With my finest Final Fantasy keychain.
Look, it's got a keychain thing. It's like a keychain.
But look how far up his ass
no,
it is.
It's not good. Don't fall.
No.
Don't fall.
Ow.
Oh, this is a big mistake.
Jesus.
Don't do at-home hemorrhoid removal.
The hilarious thing is that he was too embarrassed to go to the doctor about his sore butt. So that's why he tried to do it at home. And now your picture is everywhere with a sword in your ass.
Mm.
So it's a little bit more embarrassing now,
absolutely
I'd say.
Is. Actress Anne Hathaway reportedly sent back a breakfast order 4 times at a New York restaurant this week.
Mm.
Though in her defense, she is a nasty bitch. So, can you imagine? four times. That's how much of a bitch she is.
Didn't get it right, huh?
Sean Diddy Combs is producing a sitcom for ABC. Word is the show will consist entirely of samples from other sitcoms. That's just how he does it. And finally, Hyatt announced they will no longer sell porn on their TVs at their hotels. So if you're staying in a Hyatt and you want to watch porn, your only choice will be to look everywhere on the internet.
Absolutely everywhere. You'll find it.
No problem at all. No big deal. Those are my thoughts, not yours. I'm Dave Hunter on 101 WRIF.
Dave.
Lube up the back door because I'm going to split that bitch.
Chuck the Freak. Man, I got my dildos just in case.
Lisa Way.
I'm not a prostitute.
Chuck the Freak on the Riff.
We're taking a break. When we return on this Friday, bitches, our buddy Overly Straight Guy Ken is back manning the Riff helplines, but we're changing it up this time.
Yeah.
He's not there for technical support. Mm-mm. What's your life or relationship question?
Emotional support.
For Overly Straight Guy Ken on the Riff helplines. Yes, he's there today for your emotional support. Do you have life or relationship questions that have just been bugging you? Could only Ken help in his Ken way? We'll find out when we come right back here. It's Dave and Chuck the Freak. We're on 101 WRIF.
Previously on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
A woman was at the free breakfast buffet, wanted to use the Belgian waffle maker. So she asked another woman, are you in line to use this? The woman didn't answer, so she just started making a waffle. Once it was done, the other woman piped up and said, hey, I was waiting. That should be my waffle. And then it was on. 30 people at the breakfast buffet wound up getting into a fight.
I didn't know they had a make-your-own waffle.
Yeah, yes. It's like a free breakfast buffet, but there's no one working there. You want to make toast? You make toast.
You got to make your own toast.
Times are tough, Lisa.
Hi, listen. My name's Lisa, and I was just calling about your hotel. Do you guys make your own toast? Because if I have to, I'm sorry, I can't stay there.
Ma'am, Machu, we have a waffle maker and a toaster. Feel free to make as much toast and waffles yourself.
No, sorry. I should probably just go now. Just have a great day. Okay?
No, it's see a lovely, later, ma'am.
Like, the waffles really were starting to irritate her, but the toast just set her off.
Took her over the edge.
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak.
I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday. You ain't got no job. And you ain't got nothing to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
Come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Yo, it's my favorite day of the week. My radio's kicking Dave and Chuck the Freak.
WRIF is my favorite station. Bitches be tripping. What's up with Asian?
Dave with the news douchebag of the day. Riff Files and that hot bitch Lisa Way.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah,
come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
7:36 on a Friday, bitches. It is Dave and Chuck the Freak here live in 101 WRIF. It is the 16th of October. We're in for a cold weekend. Chuck the Freak will share the forecast details with you. Lisa Way will check the roads. And then coming up, because he finally made it into the building.
Yeah.
I'm here. Overly Straight Guy Ken is back with us. He was manning the Riff helplines.
Yes.
For technical support
when
we launched our new website. He's back manning the Riff helplines this morning for emotional support.
Yeah.
What is your life or relationship question for Ken on the Riff helplines? We'll see if he can offer up any advice that only Ken could.
Right.
Bring to the table. If you have stuff going on in your life, you want some help, I'll say this, it's straightforward and to the point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you could get, I think there's two sides to Ken, too. Yeah,
there is two sides to Ken.
There is a gruff exterior.
Yeah.
A shut the F up.
Yeah.
Kind of Ken.
Yeah.
But then there's this other.
This loving Ken.
Cuddly teddy bear.
Yeah.
There's a caring, sensitive Ken.
Like a big care bear.
He is deep down under all that gruffness.
Yeah. True heart bear.
Who will you get is the question. Will you get gruff doesn't give a damn even to be on time, Ken?
Yeah. Mm.
Or will you get...
He'll shoot you straight.
He will.
Yeah. Ken's a believer in love.
So we didn't think he was, but now we know. But now we know he is.
Oh, he is.
A believer in love.
He is.
I want to get that on a shirt. What is your life or relationship question for Overly Straight Guy Ken? 248-544-WRIF. 248-544-9743. Toll free 1-855-WRIF-101. You can also text them too, and we can read them to them. 4-WRIF-49743. So we're going to get to that in just 1 second.
101, The Riff. Dave and Chuck the Freak.
So we figured we'd go back to Overly Straight Guy Ken to offer up some advice on the riff lines. And last time we did this, he was offering up technical advice. This time, he's going to offer up emotional advice. And Ken is with us here on the Riff Helpline. Hi, Ken.
Hello.
How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm great. Congratulations on finding something I know less about than technical support.
Well, this actually wasn't our idea, so I will say we got to give the credit to a listener, Candace. She said, I have a great idea for your show, life and or relationship advice with Overly Straight Guy Ken. I was recently taking a trip home to Michigan and listening to some of the podcasts on the plane, including the episode when the new Riff website went live, and Ken was your IT person answering questions and concerns with such love and warmth. I can't be the only one who wonders what his response would be to someone asking for help dealing with the in-laws or how to talk to a neighbor that keeps blowing his leaves into your yard. He could throw in some inspirational quotes or just discuss how the persuader would handle things for him. I'd love to hear Ken back on the Riff Helpline. So there you are, Ken.
We brought you. I have a suggestion for Candace. Read a book on the plane next time.
Not listen to our amazing podcast, Ken?
Oh, well, no, of course, obviously, listen. Please listen. We appreciate you listening.
Have a blessed day.
Just don't come up with any more ideas while you're on the plane.
Yeah, I'm a little less thinking and a little more sleeping.
But I think, Ken, this is right up your alley because you just cut to the chase. You know, as some people may be, you know, not have the balls to give someone the truthful answer.
Like exactly what they need to hear.
Right.
Oh, they'll get the truth.
Right. And the truth is what people need sometimes. They don't need, you know, people pussyfooting around.
Right.
The real answer, they need the truth.
That's right.
I've heard him give many rock girls many truths through the years in the hallways. Devastating at times.
Oh, wow.
Ken shoots them straight.
Yeah, he sure does.
Straight as an arrow.
Help me help you.
So Ken is with us on the Riff Helpline. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take your questions. You can text them or call them into us.
Yeah.
And because Chuck and Andy love to be Ken.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to get their response first, Ken, and we'll see if that's what you would have said.
Sounds good.
Okay, so what's your life or relationship question for Ken? The Riff Lines, 248-544-WRIF, 248-544-9743, or toll-free, you can reach us at 1-855-WRIF-101. I'll start it off with a tweet here from Michael. This guy says, I have trouble being emotional and crying. Ken, how do you have a good cry?
Not even as a baby did I cry. Tears have never leaked from these sweet blue eyes of mine.
Was that on...
Until I found the woman I love.
There it is.
When I found her, I knew. When the tears streamed down like rain. Like Niagara Falls. The tears come straight from my heart.
If I ever saw Ken crying, I'm not sure how I would deal with it.
Oh,
I don't know.
I would just have to flee, yeah. I think.
I think everyone would.
I'd have to ask him what's going on because it's got to be like the like an asteroid's coming or something.
No, I embrace that, actually.
Bring on the asteroid.
Bring it.
Oh, yeah. So, Ken, how would you say a guy who who can't cry. How does he have a good cry? How does Ken have a good cry?
Why does he need a good cry?
Because he has trouble with it. He feels like he needs a good cry.
Got to get it out, Ken.
I don't. You know what? Drop a brick on your foot. Step on a nail.
That's great
advice.
I'll
tell you what, get the address. I'll go over there and smack him in the face.
You want to have a good cry, do you?
Yeah.
It's like what my dad would say to me.
Oh, you want something to cry about, do you? I'll give you something to cry about.
All right. So there you go, Michael. Hope that helps. Ken's on his way with a brick. Stan. Stan's next here on the Riff Lines. Good morning, Stan. How are you?
How's she going, eh?
How's she going, eh? What's your life or relationship question for overly straight guy Ken?
Ken, what is your best advice to get out of the friend zone?
Oh, okay, so hold on.
Well, we're getting a little heavy here, aren't
we?
Yeah.
Yes. So, boys, how do you think Ken would respond first?
Well, it's a fine art getting a lady to touch you in your swimsuit parts. It's a delicate dance of love. You're going to want to pinpoint things that she loves with her beautiful heart.
Yeah.
Maybe by matching robes. Surprise her with cuisine from her homeland. What are you, some kind of pussy? You just whip your dick out.
Any of that accurate, Ken?
Well, the cuisine from the homeland is fairly accurate.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
I really can't debate that. Yeah, I've obviously done that already.
It worked for you.
Yeah, it worked well. Mm-hmm.
I mean,
other than that, I wouldn't recommend whipping your dick out. That's probably what you're doing. Just something you might want to avoid doing. How about start by not putting yourself in the friend zone?
Right.
Jackass.
We told you it's going to be painful to hear sometimes.
Yeah.
It's hard to get put in the friend zone when you don't have friends.
That's right.
Yeah, like Ken would make it clear right off the bat, I think.
Yeah, I don't need any friends, just so you know.
Yeah, point it out in advance. You know what? I am full up on friends right now.
Yeah, totally full. All right, so there's some more advice from Ken. This next one came in through text message. I have a nice, soft, gushy relationship question for Ken, he says. I want to give my girlfriend the big ol' how she going in the back door.
Oh, wow.
But she doesn't want to. Ken, how do I get her to take it in the pooper?
Why?
Why?
How am I supposed to answer that?
Well, let's find out how you would, possibly.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to need to buy about 75 carnations. And you're going to need to take all the petals off. And line the room's floor with the petals. And hope for the goddamn best.
Why would you want to do that? It's exit only, for God's sakes. You got a perfectly good vagina there.
It is not the behavior of a gentleman.
Are they anywhere near what overly straight guy Ken would say?
I probably would have gone more along the lines of getting a bottle of whiskey and then saying a prayer.
Whiskey and a prayer.
That's how you get butt stuff in Ken's world.
I didn't say it worked. I never said it worked.
Whiskey and a prayer.
Yeah.
All right, Mike from Chesterfield, you're up next with David Chuck the Freak and overly straight guy Ken. What's your question?
How's she going, eh? Well, I'm a diehard duck hunter. I've been with my girl for 2 years, and every weekend I go hunting because I work all week. Well, we've been fighting about it. I don't give her enough time, but I find time for hunting. And it comes to the point where it's about time to end it every time we have this fight, which is every weekend.
Oh, boy. So you want your duck hunting time. She wants more time with you. What does he do? Fake Ken's?
This is a real lighthearted conversation you got going here today.
Yeah, it absolutely is. Fake Ken's, how do you think real Ken would respond?
Well, you knew I was a goddamn duck hunter when you got involved with me. You're not changing for you, bitch.
You sure as hell seem to enjoy the delicious duck I brought home and cooked for your fat ass.
And listen, I don't need you.
Are they anywhere near to what?
Yeah, you know, actually, that probably would have been very close to my response. Yeah, okay. maybe the I don't need you part I would have left out. But yeah, I would have told that up front.
Okay, here's a question from a lady for Ken.
Oh.
How do I get my husband to be a little more affectionate and romantic, Ken? Please offer your advice.
Drugs.
Hey, Kens.
You're going to want to start out by just immediately showing him all your swimsuit parts. Bust out your swimsuit parts and ask if he wants to touch you there. I know when I want to get emotional. I like my lady to turn on the bath, fill it up halfway with bubbles, put on some Kenny G music, light a few candles, and just bathe me. But be gentle with the loofah.
Yeah,
I don't like that thing. Run your fingers through my hair.
I get you all emotional, Ken.
I'm a little worked up here. By the way, Chuck, it's Enya, not Kenya.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So when you listen to it, it's called Kenya.
Kenya.
Well, I wasn't going to go international.
What's your question, your relationship or life question for overly straight guy Ken? We'll see what advice the fake Kens and the real Ken offers up to you besides whiskey and a prayer. Okay, wow, this one's different. Brace yourself, Ken. My girlfriend I met online is actually a transsexual. She wants to get surgery to make her bits more official. Should I worry it might look like a train wreck and leave? Please keep me anonymous.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
The room went silent.
You should be worried about that.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead, fake Kens. What would you guys say there?
Well, bits are bits, I guess.
I don't think Ken would say bits are bits.
No. You know, sometimes love is hard to find. And maybe you've looked in all corners, and the corner you finally looked at had a dick on it. That doesn't mean love isn't there and strong. Love starts at the soul.
Yeah. Oh, we got the real emotional
Ken. What are fancy bits, anyway, in the grand scheme of things?
So I'm assuming currently his girlfriend has a dick.
Yeah.
What it sounds like.
Yeah.
That's a tough one. I mean, you know, it's a tough one.
My response wouldn't have been any of that. It would have been looking another corner. The one without a dick. I mean, unless that's your thing. If that's your thing, by all means.
Yeah. If not, then find a dickless corner.
I'm just not as into dick as you might think. Bubble baths aside.
Yeah. This one. Ken, how do I tell my girlfriend to stop smacking her lips when she eats? I find it annoying, but I don't want to sound like an a-hole. Thanks. Fake Kens?
When she does it, you say, hey, stop doing that. Sucks. I flip a table.
Flip a table. All right, so stop doing that, flip a table. Real Ken?
Yeah, along those lines, it would be smash your lips one more goddamn time and I'm out of here.
You got to throw a goddamn in there.
Yeah, he does.
Forgot it. Yeah. Well, here's an interesting one, Ken. Another question from a lady.
Yeah.
How do I convince my boyfriend to let me suit up in a strap-on and put it in his butt?
My God.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show, Ken.
These are the kind of questions you get.
Listen to a bunch of people talk about buttholes.
Fake Kens.
Well, I'm going to need that whiskey bottle. You're going to have to say a short prayer and hope I don't try and kill you.
Whiskey and a prayer. All right.
You're not getting in my back door. I say that right off the bat. I say that before hello. Typically with any relationship, even professional ones.
Real Ken?
Yeah, that's about accurate. I would say whiskey, a prayer, and an ether rag.
Another text here. This guy says, I perform oral pleasure on my wife regularly, about 3 times a week. She does not reciprocate. What can I do, Ken, to even the playing field?
Just wait for her to fall asleep and put it in her mouth.
Oh, my.
It's the best way to go about it.
Yeah. Real Ken?
Yeah, that's about accurate. And then pray again.
I'm not going to risk cancer. Going to want to push for the 69.
If you've got a life or relationship question for Ken, feel free to call us 248-544-WRIF, 248-544-9743. Another text here. I'm afraid of my cross-fitting wife. She won't have sex with me and no BJs. What should I do? I want sex and BJs. That sounds an awful lot like someone we know, but...
You should probably leave. run. Far, far away and find someone who loves BJs. Giving them to you all the time. You probably won't be able to outrun her because she's so physically fit. You better get a golf cart.
Real Ken?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've had that conversation in the building.
Yeah, I know, we have for sure.
That or either what that suggestion was or just wait for the sweet embrace of death.
Yeah. I believe that was the other bit of advice, yeah.
John from Howell, you've got a question for Ken here on the Riff Lines. What's your question?
All right, so I want my wife to get a little bit more freaky in the bed. Like, I want to kind of tie her up and, you know, do things to her and maybe tie me up. How do I ask her?
How would he get his wife to get more kinky in the bedroom? Fake Ken.
Yeah.
You're going to want to be sweet right off the top and maybe find a meadow or a field of flowers to take her through a walk through. Then take her back home and show her the ropes. I use a silk scarf and slowly drape it across her naked body, luring her into a state of gentle peace. Then I slowly tie her up, have my way with her, and then I hope she does the exact same thing to me.
Real Ken.
Or you could do all that, or, you know, just call a radio show and say it on the air.
Seems like the smart thing to do.
Yeah.
Okay, this one through text. My girlfriend's vagina has a real funky smell to
it.
Oh,
my goodness.
How do I tell her nicely, Ken?
You don't.
That's your advice? You just don't say anything about it?
You don't say it nicely.
Oh, you say it, you just don't say it nicely.
I would run a nice oatmeal bath, something that would possibly kill any enzymes that are running amok in there. Offer to sweetly wash her bits for you. Mind if I wash those?
What would Real Ken do if presented with a stinky vagina?
Thankfully, I haven't had to face too much of that.
No, that's good. That's good.
God, that would be a very awkward conversation to have.
Because here's the deal. You can be gruff, straight to the point, Ken. You also want to still have sex with this lady.
Well, yeah.
He still loves her.
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes when swimsuit parts are involved, you just got to let your eyes burn a little. I hope this is a passing phase.
Eye drops and a nose plug. You might want to just tough it out. I mean, you know.
Just power through.
Yeah. Walk it off, pussy. Yeah.
There's the answer.
Yeah, that's it. An anonymous female with us on the Riff Lines. Good morning. How are you?
Hi, I'm hanging in there. I have a question for the fake Kens and the real Kens.
Yeah, please, go ahead.
Okay, I've been married for 26 years. We have 4 kids and a grandchild.
Okay.
And ever since May, My husband, every single day, used to text me and tell me how beautiful I was and how much he loved me. And he stopped texting me. He doesn't even call me throughout the day. And he's, like, so distant, it's not even funny. And we even sleep in separate rooms. And I have, like, absolutely no idea what's going on. And when I try to talk to him, he doesn't respond in any way. He just kind of smiles, but he goes about doing, you know, what he does every day. He's a good father, he's a good grandfather, he's a good provider, and he really is a good guy. And I don't understand it. I feel so isolated. And it's not like I'm not fat and ugly. I'm 5'9" and a quarter. I weigh 130 pounds. I'm in excellent physical condition.
A lot of details.
And I mean, there's nothing wrong with me. Like, I'm tan. I work out.
So what's your question?
You sure do talk a lot. Your man has been killed for about 2.5 minutes. He just moved into the next room.
Well, my question is what in the heck is going on, and what would cause this, and what can I do? Since I tried to talk to him, he's like, I don't want to talk about it.
You're going to want to talk less, yes.
Yeah.
Less talk, more BJs. Have you tried touching him in his swimsuit parts?
He doesn't want any of that anymore. I don't get it.
Show him your swimsuit parts.
All right. I'm just going to. All right. Good. Thanks for the question. Okay, we're done with her. But, Ken, any advice there?
Oh, yeah. Great. Now you're going to put me on the spot with all that?
Yeah. It's all over to you, Ken.
Yep. Ken, yeah, take it away.
Great. He found someone who shuts up. Didn't he, Ken?
She was a bit wordy. I'll give her that.
Yeah, she was wordy.
Maybe that's the issue there.
Mm.
My guess is there's some other issues going on.
Yeah.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, he could have found a quieter person.
Right.
He possibly did, or maybe he found a dick in the corner. I don't know.
You never know what someone's into.
But all the best there, Chatty. Steve from Livonia. Hi, Steve.
How's she going, eh?
What's your life or relationship question for Ken on the Riff Helplines?
Hey, so I'm trying to find a new job, and I like to smoke a lot, so how would you quit, Ken?
Quit smoking what in particular? Weed?
Marijuana, yes.
Well, you're going to want to stop being such a high-on if you want to get a goddamn job. If you want money for weed, you're going to need to get a job. It's called growing up, kid. Get it together.
Real Ken?
Yeah, that's about right. Be a responsible adult, jackass. You know, or go follow Grateful Dead and Fish around the country.
Make your choice.
Jeff on Twitter says, Ken, I have a hard time giving my girlfriend the big O. What do you recommend to help this along?
Yeah.
Sorry, I have no idea. I'm always giving them the big O. Done a lot of research, and everything points to there's no such thing as a female orgasm.
It's a myth.
Sound advice here. Just
no.
No, there's no
keep
sound
plugging
advice.
Away. Keep plugging away.
Keep on keeping on.
Keep on keeping on. It might happen.
This
not
one
likely.
From a lady. How do I get my successful boyfriend in his late 20s to move out of his mother's house?
Oh.
Oh, my.
Fake Kens.
I love my mom. I'm not leaving. Swimsuit parts. Touch them. Show them. Get in them. Shut them down until I leave.
The advice seems to have a running theme here.
It does.
Sit him down and smack him right in the face and tell him to get the hell out of the house.
Smack him in the face.
God. I'll loan you the 2x4.
Oh, yeah.
The persuader is available.
I mean, if you're successful, then get the hell out of it.
Have you tried physical violence?
Yeah,
physical violence might work in that case.
This one, my boyfriend spends all of his money on weed. and never takes
Andy?
Me out.
Allegedly, Ken.
What do I need to do to get a date out of this guy? It's been 8 years.
Whoa. Mm. Wow. 8 years to what? 8 years to what? So she's had a date?
Since she had a date with this guy, 8 years. It's just been 8 years of weed.
Because he never takes her out. He just spends all his money on weed. The past 8 years, she's been dealing with this.
Well, it's your own goddamn fault, Ben, isn't it? 8 years? You're dumb. Very dumb. If you're sharing your swimsuit parts with him, then you're failing. Because you can withhold those.
What do you think, real Ken?
Yeah, I mean, I would have maybe went a little less light on that. I wouldn't have went as heavy on the dumb part, but
a little less.
I mean,
dumb.
These women do realize they're the ones that are in control of the relationship, right?
You think?
Some
of them have lost the power.
I don't think they always do.
Well, apparently not.
No,
you know, but we all know that's not true,
right?
Well, so. I think, yeah, I really think it is like the ones that feel like they don't. They just haven't realized it.
Right.
That all they have to do is turn off the lady bits.
Right. But that one's losing the weed. She's actually losing out the weed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she is.
She should have something to compete with that.
Go take your lady parts over to the dealer.
Mm. Right, yeah.
A lot of backdoor questions coming in here for Ken.
An area of expertise.
Ken, my girl sometimes fingers my beehole.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. While she is orally servicing me. I love it.
Oh.
How do I tell her I want to be pounded with a strap on?
Well, Jesus Christ. You're going to want to tread lightly and pretty delicately.
Wow.
You should evaluate your life decisions.
Yeah. You're going to need a lot of strudel.
Not enough strudel.
Happy Black Guy is with us on the Riff Lines. What's up, Happy Black Guy? How are you?
Hey, whiskey and prayer, guys.
Yes, whiskey and prayer. What's your life or relationship question for Ken on the Riff Helplines this morning?
Okay, so this guy I used to consider my friend started making passes at my wife. And I told him if he made another pass at her, I'm going to kick his ass. So then he started sending photos to her. And she told me. So I told him if I ever see him again, I'm going to break his effing neck. So he's persistent on wanting to see me, try to fix the friendship and everything. So should I just go ahead and kick his ass and then get on with it?
I feel like he's left you with no choice. I've got a 2x4 here that you can borrow. I say meet up and kick his ass.
Yeah, I feel like that's the only answer here, Ken.
Yeah, I think that that's pretty spot on. I mean, especially if he's pushing the issue. I mean, Apparently he wants to get his ass kicked, so.
I warned you. Sometimes people just want an ass kick. And you gotta oblige them.
Yep. Charles from Detroit, you're up next with Dave and Chuck the Freak. Good morning.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
We're doing good. We have overly straight guy Ken manning the Riff Helpline. What's your life or relationship question for him?
My question is, I got a girl. I've been messing around with her a couple times here, and now she really wants to take it to the next level, and I don't whatsoever. Mm-hmm. So how do I break it to her nice and easy?
Oh, I don't know if Ken handles nice and easy, but let's see.
You just say, hey, listen, I don't want to bang you anymore. I would try and find lyrics to a song that explain how I feel. Get her alone and play it on a cello. Sing it to her softly. Let her know that we're just banging. But I respect her. Also poetry. Some of the great writers in history have already covered this one.
Is that what you do, Ken? Poetry, a cello, and a song?
Well, that's not actually what I would personally do, no. But, no. I mean, those all could work. You know, I personally would probably be, I would just run.
I don't need to explain this one.
Yeah, I don't need to explain anymore.
You're going to want to wait for the cover of night.
Get a passport and an alias.
All right, so more backdoor stuff here. This guy said, every time we do the dog, I can smell my girl's dirty starfish.
My God.
How do I tell her she needs to wash the back door better?
Oh,
girl, want to keep some Febreze right by the bed. That stuff masks everything. And again, another situation, a nice warm bubble bath can help alleviate. Bubble bath first, the dog second.
How would you react to a smelly starfish, Ken?
Well, actually, ironically, the first thing Andy said was what I was thinking about. I'm like, I just get some Febreze in the eye. In the
Febreze. I don't know if that's made for direct butthole contact.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, otherwise, sit her down and say, listen, time to clean it up.
Time to clean it up.
Time to clean it up.
I gotta be honest with you. Your butthole smells like a sewer.
That would be
Let's examine your dietary needs. And, let's do something.
What would be the worst thing to talk to your girlfriend about? A smelly vag or a smelly butthole?
Oh, it's the vag.
I think
it's
vag.
The vag is worse than buttholes.
Because butthole, there's an excuse.
Mm, it's a butthole.
But see, to me, a butthole means you're dirty. A vag could be smelly for a bunch of different reasons, not involving hygiene. There's could be other issues going on. If butt means you are a dirty, non-wiping
stain. Yeah, I know, but the front part, the front swimsuit part, is the holiest of holy lands. You know, you don't want to talk. I feel like if there's a chance if you talk bad about the girl that you want's birthday part, then you might not get access to it anymore. Backdoor is like that's hit or miss anyway.
Right. You're not always going to have access to that. So you just got to make sure that the vag is in working order and really take care of that.
All right, this one came in through text. I met this guy this summer, she says. We hit it off. Could potentially be great friends or relationship, but I really just want to screw his brains out.
Hmm.
I'm scared I will develop feelings, but he definitely doesn't seem like the boyfriend type. What do I do, Ken?
Again, very simple. Go up to him, look him in the eye. Grab him right in his swimsuit parts. He'll do whatever you want. You're probably going to fall in love. In fact, it sounds like you already are. Quit lying to yourself.
What do you think, Real Ken?
Actually, I'd go with, you know, first of all, yes, screw his brains out. And then take all those feelings you have, you shove them down into your stomach and just ignore them.
Bury your feelings deep.
Bury it away. Develop a drinking or a drug problem.
Oh, my God. That's horrible advice.
Let the pain just wash over you.
Yeah, the pain will set you free.
This guy says, my girlfriend thinks I don't open up enough. Should I try to open up more, or do you think she's overreacting, Ken?
Well, I think that what you're going to want to do is take every feeling you have and write it down. Maybe draw some pictures. And show her your feelings, because ladies need feelings, especially when it comes to them wanting to touch you in your swimsuit parts.
Sometimes acting it out with dolls can help.
Real Ken?
Doll sock puppets.
Sock puppets.
No, don't open up.
I was going to say, I knew he'd say, don't do it.
No. All right, this one here, one last one, one text. Overly straight guy Ken, should I tell my girlfriend I have a thing for feet?
Well, yes, because you want to get that out there right away.
There ain't nothing wrong with banging feet.
Best place to break the ice.
That would not have been your advice, Ken.
No. I think you actually start by telling your therapist. Feet, for God's sake.
Those are not swimsuit parts.
No. You don't put a bathing suit over your feet. In fact, you put flip-flops on to walk in the shower. That should tell you something.
You don't bang them.
Yeah, they're not for the banging.
Some sound advice there from overly straight guy Ken on the Riff Helplines this morning. We'll have to do this again sometime. Whiskey and a prayer to you, Ken. Thanks for being a part of it.
Thanks for waking up and coming in early.
I never said I was awake.
Have a blessed day, Ken.
Yeah, be blessed.
Dave. I have to drink before taking it in the bootay.
Chuck the Freak.
it's 10 o'clock in the morning and I'm totally drunk.
Lisa Way.
I have to have drinks before I can have sex with you.
Chuck the Freak on the Riff.
We'll get to Riff News when we come back. What are women injecting into their titties to make them look perkier?
Wow.
Do Chinese flight attendants have to go through a hazing ritual? Could wearing a skanky Halloween costume help you find love? And is there a serial butt grabber on the loose in Canada?
Oh, my God. Eh?
All that plus Florida's effed up. It's coming up next here on The Riff.
Thanks for downloading the Dave and Chuck the Freak podcast. Brought to you by the Specs Howard School of Media Arts. Specs Howard is focused on success with one-year programs in graphic design, broadcast, or digital media arts. Find out more at SpecsHoward.edu or call 248-358-9000. The Dave and Chuck the Freak podcast, an exclusive of WRIF.com.